We're hanging out here at O'Shea backstage, joined by Fawzia. How are you?
I'm really good. Thank you. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Can I say marhaba?
Oh yeah, marhaba. Thank you.
I lived in Dubai for 6 years.
You did?
So I know a little bit of the lingo.
Salam alaikum.
Nope. Walaikum salam.
Yes. What do you mean, though? You haven't.
I'm just playing it cool. I'm playing it down. How does it feel to be home, at least in Canada, home?
Oh my gosh.
I'm performing at a festival.
It feels so amazing. It feels so surreal to be here, especially after the last few weeks. I was in Europe and Tunisia, and it's just been like so many shows and so many cool experiences all at once. I feel like I don't know how to take it all in.
I bet. Yeah, the Citizens Tour. How was the European leg that you just wrapped?
Oh my gosh, it was so much fun. The Fonz, as I call them in Europe, were so sweet, and they knew every single word, and the energy was just amazing.
Yeah. Was there a particular city that you just like to go and visit or perform at?
I mean, every single one of them was very exciting for me because I had just learned so much about them growing up, and especially like when I was in Paris and I went to go see the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
I was like, this is it. Like, that's insane.
Yeah. Did you feel like Emily in Paris?
Have
you
seen
that show?
I didn't see it, but no. But I've seen like snippets.
Fawzia in Paris?
Yes. The sequel. But yeah, it was so crazy.
Yeah, and you're big into your fashion, which I don't even need to say. I mean, look at you.
Thank you.
So was that why Paris was high up on your list? Just because of the fashion?
Oh my
there?
Gosh. Yeah, I felt the vibes. I felt the fashion vibes when I was there. And yeah, it was so much fun to even just like make like custom fits for this tour.
Yeah. Who are you wearing? Do tell us.
So this is custom made and styled by Vincent Smith. I've been working with him for a while now, and he's been awesome. It's been so much fun working with him. He really understands like my vision and what I want to be as an artist, and it's been awesome.
So how did you two meet, you and Vincent?
You know, like, we found his Instagram page actually, and I instantly felt a connection to like his work and like the way he styled other people and his vision. And when we hopped on a Zoom, he really just like started like jotting notes down, like, okay, this is what she likes, this is what she doesn't like, this is what she wants to be perceived as, da 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 da. And he was just very serious, and I really like loved that and admired that. And so literally the first time I worked with him, he immediately got it. And that's what really struck me like by surprise, because, you know, it takes like a lot of trial and error. But with him, he understood it right away. And it's been, you know.
There's only one person I trust, or maybe two. I've got to be careful what I say with what I wear. And that's my mom and my girlfriend.
Okay, you know what? Those are two very good choices.
They keep me right.
Yeah.
I think.
Absolutely.
I disappoint them a lot, but.
No. I mean, your girlfriend and your mom.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're the dream team.
They are.
So talk to me about Citizens.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know why it's called that. Because there's not a song on there called that.
No.
So why the name?
So Citizens came about as I was working on like a body of work. And so I had so many songs and I couldn't fit them all on my project. And so I knew that I wanted to split it into two different sections. And so Citizens came about as the part one, the prequel of my debut album. And so,
which is called?
It's a surprise. I haven't said it yet.
I almost got you. And tell me, there's only 8 or 9 songs on Citizens?
Yeah, so Citizens has 8 songs, I believe, which is like pretty long. But
long?
I mean, for like a prequel. It's not an album.
Okay.
So it's like long for like a non-album.
It's like the trailer.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. It starts with a bang. R.I.P. Love. Sorry, R.I.P. Pause. Love.
Comma.
Love the Middle Eastern vibe.
Thank you.
Was that one of the first songs? Like, did you put them in order of when you made them, or how did you pick the order?
No, the order was just based on I wanted people to play the project and feel just like really immersed in it and feel like it made sense and it flowed really well. And so I based it kind of on the flow of the songs, and I wanted it to just feel good listening to it.
Is that how you plan out your set list as well?
Actually, yeah. I like to, you know, have a good mix between up-tempo and slow songs, because I feel like it's pretty half and half. And I don't want it to be too slow or too fast all at once.
You're
and
like,
I
just, I'm losing them. All right.
Literally, I'm like, all right, come on, let's speed it up a bit. So yeah, exactly.
What are your favorite kind of songs to perform at festivals like this and crowds like this?
Oh my gosh. I mean, R.I.P. Love is super, super fun to perform. Just something really up-tempo. And even if it's a ballad, when it has like a lot of power and just like a lot of strength to it, I like to perform that as well.
What are your three favorite things about festivals?
Oh.
It can be either as a performer or as just someone attending.
I think the number one is just the energy. I feel like everyone brings a really good energy at festivals. Number two is the variety of artists. It's just like people you would have never thought of, like all in one place that you can just like bounce back and forth and watch.
Yeah.
And the food.
Yes. Have you had anything yet?
I haven't had anything yet, but I'm excited.
You must be starving.
I'm so excited.
After that performance, yes. Do you get hungry after you perform?
I get hungry like hours after. Like I feel like I'm on like autopilot.
Yeah.
And then late at night, I'm like, wait, I'm starving. I haven't eaten tonight.
Well, we'll let you go and grab some amazing festival food. There's poutine, poke bowls, whatever
I'm
you like.
I'm so excited.
They've got it. You might even find some Middle Eastern food as well.
Yes.
I'm craving some. If you find some, let me know.
I'll let you know.
Some falafel,
sure.
Shawarma, yes. Anything like that. I'm down.
I'll let you know.
Fawzia, thank you so much for hanging
thank
out with iHeartRadio Canada.
Thank you so much.